the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I wish I had better news about the intense heat, but I see it continuing at least through the weekend, if not longer. There'll be some thunderstorms roaming around, and sometimes in this intense heat, they can put on quite a show. They'll fade out at night, overnight low 76. Tomorrow and Friday, more scattered storms around at times. Not every town will get one. We'll still be in the mid-90s both days, heat index into triple digits, of course, and the rain chances will be up a notch by Saturday and Sunday, a more generous supply around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
I'm at my keyboard with anonymity.
So then I get fired up and I post, get some likes and some votes.
I love my opinion. Others are inferior to me. To me. Drama on Instagram. Someone posted a new meme that's politically extreme. Comment. Fights have just begun as these quote-unquote adults start to engage. Drama, ooh. Maybe one will change their mind from this Facebook debate. Said no one ever can be.
suppressed. Busy memorizing talk radio. And an oxymoron called unbiased news. Trauma. Ooh. It's a bloody cyber fight. I think we might need prep or alcohol.
Twitch who's ranting in all caps.
They're a douche, I will shortly unfollow.
But it's worth I'll fight him with my QWERTY typing keys.
You're an a-hole, you stupido.
You're a keyboard warrior.
Command me, bro.
Bro!
Now there's a tool boy posting his hate speech.
He's just a tool boy with insecurities. Can't wait to block all his misogyny.
Comet war is dying down, have we let it go?
We will not know, cause now here come the trolls.
I've been trolled.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Super trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Super trolls.
Now here come the
trolls. Here come the
trolls. Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll.
Mark Zuckerberg, make all of my friends out just like me.
Especially when it sounds just like me.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Greg Goodall starting out with Rosie Brock in the death seat. And Seth Bobo joining us later.
And here they are.
And I'm going to call the seat next to the driver. That is. That's what they call the
passenger seat
in the front, the death seat. Never heard that.
No.
All right. Somebody had. Now I'm in trouble. So somebody has to call and support me on this. That has been the nickname for the front passenger seat for a long time.
Well, I don't receive it. So there. I don't care what it's called. Well, I'll live and not die.
Sorry.
It's just a term. It doesn't mean anything, and it was certainly not intended.
Words have power.
You're just, I'm in the driver's seat, and you're sitting next to me, so you're in the Boy, if the rest of the show goes like this, this is going to be the longest afternoon of my life. At some point, we will redeem the Wing Finger winning word of the day and give away lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. I don't even know where to go anymore. I am so bombarded with video suggestions.
Happy hour. Who's this?
Through Facebook Messenger, that keeping up with them is it's Jim? Tough. So if you haven't heard it, look, we're getting a ton of calls now.
Jim?
I hope they're not calling for the word. We're not doing that now. We'll let you know when it's time for that.
Thanks. Happy hour. Who's
this? This whole joke of a show in D.C. with William Barr and.
Happy hour.
The election's less than 100 days away, and quite frankly, I think Donald Trump is in great shape. So, but how do you like this? Chicago deputy police chief dead in apparent suicide less than 2 weeks after big promotion. Wow. I'd like to know more about that this afternoon. Tim, welcome.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, we always call it suicide seat.
Oh, suicide seat. My error. Yeah.
No, well, that's okay. You're from the north. I'm from the south.
Gotcha. That's just a minor cultural difference.
I still don't receive it, Tim.
Pardon?
I still don't receive it.
Well, let's see what Barbara and Jacqueline have to say. Thank you for the call. Here's Barbara.
Yes, sir. I totally agree. I'm old, so I remember that was before we had the bags.
Right, airbags and, you know, shoulder harnesses and all the other.
Yeah, Rosie is not old enough.
Pardon me?
Rosie is just not old enough to remember.
Yeah, I probably am, but it doesn't make any difference.
You're not going to change your mind. You're not going to agree with Greg? Really?
No, not about... I mean, I know it's just a saying, but words have power, and nobody's speaking death or suicide over me in any form or fashion.
Not anymore.
It's not over you. It's over the seat you're sitting in.
Same thing. I'm sitting in it, so it's not. It's the seat of life.
Not to airbag. Okay now, Rosie.
I'm okay. The airbag that protects her.
Okay. All right, Greg. Thanks. Love the show,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Barbara.
Appreciate it. Now, is this Jacqueline or Jay
Quillen? Yes, Jay Quillen.
Greg?
Yes?
You stop bothering Rosie. It's too early in the day for all that.
God, how did I get into so much trouble?
It is a passenger seat or co-pilot, but you are not going to speak that negativity anywhere. You leave it alone. Leave it outside.
Yes, ma'am. I completely
agree. I got in my car and I said, what in the world is he talking about?
You never heard that term? You're very young, so you didn't grow up in that era where there was very little protection for the person in the passenger seat of the front of a car.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but I think I have heard it referred to that before. But still, I think co-pilot, you know, much more pleasantly, I think.
Navigator.
About.
So, yeah, obviously, you're available to talk right now, so why don't
you... Yeah, what's up? I can call later. I'm just happy to be on my way back to the office, so...
We haven't really had a chance to get started yet today, but what's new in your life?
You know, same old, same old. Just working, going 100 miles an hour. Trying to get back to the office so I can get an hour in before I have to go pick up Steven from school. What are y'all doing? Besides upsetting Rosie at 3:15.
Oh, let me give you this week's. We got this in today, and I've saved it just for you. This week's edition of The Married Couple.
Ooh.
And the topic is, he predicts, I think. Is that right? Married couple. Yeah. All right, let's give this a listen.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Walter, did you get a chance
to... Take out the trash? Yeah, I did.
No. Did you
feed the dog? Mm-hmm.
No, this isn't a game show. I'm trying to figure out if you...
Clean the grill and the barbecue?
No! Oh, wait, yeah, that's it.
Yep, all cleaned.
Hard to be mad when you already did everything.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
How do you like that?
Those are good.
Yeah, she wanted, I guess what I get from that is that she wanted to be mad about something, and he took all of her ammunition away.
Welcome to every day of my husband's life, poor guy. Yeah, see, you know what happens? I had a wonderful consultation this morning with a very precious gentleman, and it reminds me exactly of that. As I told him, I said, it sounds to me like your wife just wants to be mad, you know? They didn't have any real problems. It was kind of just everything was a problem. So we get that sometimes.
There are people like that. They look for the fight.
Well, it's like anything in life. If you're looking for something, you're probably going to find it, whether it's there or not. You know, whether you dislike somebody or you dislike something about somebody, you'll find something to complain about. It's just human nature.
What are you hearing from South Florida regarding the COVID-19 flattening out? Is that true?
I don't know. I'm going down there this weekend. I'll find out.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I made a last-minute decision about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, well, you know, so with the baby coming and everything, my parents, you know, wish they could be around more. And so I figured while I can, I'm going to. And so Steve and I are going to pack up and just drive down for a long weekend. Nothing crazy. We'll be down there Saturday and Sunday and come back.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'll give you the whole lowdown of, from what I'm hearing from my sources with the Broward Sheriff's Office and
yes.
from the hospitals down there, is that they're already very busy as it is, okay? Like, South Florida is a very busy place to live on all fronts. So
yeah.
The hospitals are already busy. The fire departments and the police departments already busy. And so they're busier because of the COVID, but it's not to the level of this mass casualty, fear, panic.
Yeah, panic porn.
It's happening. People are getting sick. COVID is alive and well. But this isn't doomsday. It is what it is.
I wonder if it's starting to flatten. Did they extend, by the way, the mask order till the end of August?
Yes.
Here they did, yes. Governor Ivey did the whole, what is it, Rosie? We're on the second one. It's not the safer at home. It's the safer with the mask. What is the second tier?
I thought it was still safer at home extension.
I don't know. We're safer with the masks on, apparently,
yeah.
So at least August 31st.
Swell.
And I did read somewhere about Montgomery's city ordinance was to expire at the end of the week. So I'm wondering if we're going to get another news conference or an update from Mayor Reed about that. Because I did hear through the grapevine that Montgomery's numbers were lowering, like we're starting to lower.
Good.
So that's a positive. But I mean, what can... You can't believe any of the numbers you're hearing, whether they're going up or going down.
Yeah.
I say, you know, you can't believe anything. Just live your life. You can't believe the numbers.
I interact with quite a few medical professionals in my life, and to a person, they all agree that the numbers are grotesquely overinflated, that there's a belief that a lot of the test kits that give these positives are not accurate. How do you like what's happening with the Marlins, man? They're not even allowed to play baseball till Monday.
Yeah, okay, so remember the response that I sent you about the Montgomery Public Schools? Insert the same response I sent for that into the Marlins. That's how I feel.
I'll have to go back and look that up.
I think it's absolute horse poop. Play the game. You got more than enough players. Let's play the game.
Yeah, they do. That's why they created these 60
players. That's why we have this thing called a team, though. Like, you have more than the required players. Let's put them out there. Let's play ball. And let's leave the politics out of it.
Now, the team they played and beat twice, Philadelphia, zero positive tests. The Marlins, 16
Weird, right?
out of 33 active
Weird.
Players.
Weird. Crazy how that happened.
I think they went to one of those clubs that they shouldn't have gone to.
I don't know if they should have gone to. I mean, Miami's got some nice establishments, high class.
This is in Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about the Philadelphia clubs. I can only speak for the ones in South Florida, which are grade A, by the way, if anybody's listening and interested. Grade A. Now, I know that they put some stipulations on them because of the COVID. I do know that, but I'm just saying. If you ever go to South Florida and need some tourist advice, hit me up. I'll tell you the good places to go.
We so appreciate you taking the time out of your afternoon to join us.
Hey, one good thing the governor said, she said regarding schools, is that you, if you're an educator, you need to be thinking of ways that you can go back to the classroom and get the children back in the classroom. They need that social interaction.
Absolutely.
So that was positive, very positive.
Absolutely. And I think that everybody needs to feel comfortable. I know we keep talking about safety.
Right.
But, I mean, comfort level is important because I want my children's educator to be 100% present. I don't want them to be concerned about this Rona and
right.
not truly able to do what their passion is, which is educate children.
Yeah, and that's what she said, you know, not only for the children but also for the teachers who are teaching them.
Yeah,
so.
But I also think, you know, we got to rip the Band-Aid off sometime and get back. You know, no way to do it but then just to, you know, dive head first. Let's
yeah.
just go.
Yeah.
Hey, what was that term you used to describe the client you had the consultation with this morning?
I don't remember.
Precious?
Precious,
yeah.
Adorable. He really was precious. The client, I mean, it really was a wonderful guy. He was very sweet. And it's just one of those things where, like at any consultation, I'm always honest with people whether they want to hear it or not. But I think that's what people need to hear. And I you may not think he's precious, but I did.
Well, I mean, it's having that Duncan Tomlinson in your corner kind of thing that I wanted to mention. So I can give everybody your number, 819-4810, and if there's an issue, have that consultation and understand where you stand in a situation so you understand what's at risk and if you decide to move forward and so forth. And a law firm that specializes in representing men in matters of divorce. And I thought that was a great description.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I mean, you have to understand, Greg, you've gone through stuff in your life. These are real human beings with real emotional things going on in their life. And so sometimes you need somebody that's stepping outside of the emotional box and is going to look at you and say, Greg, pull your head out of your butt and start doing this. Or, no, Greg, you're absolutely right. Like, that is wrong, and this is how we're going to fix it.
You nailed it. You nailed it. 819-4810, divorceformenalabama.com for Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And give our love to Dana and the twins.
I will. And everybody leave Rosie alone over the suicide seat. I'm listening.
Oh, my God.
Love you.
I'm listening. Love
Thanks.
You, too, Rosie. You guys have a good rest of the show.
Thanks for the
Bye.
Call. Let's grab Ellis, who has waited patiently.
Get the chillins back in school. It's not only good for their mental health, but also for the parents' mental health, trust me. But, hey, Greg, what about the rumble seat? That's before my time. Why'd they call the rumble seat the rumble seat?
That's before my time, too.
What was it in? What kind of car was it? They actually had a seat in the back that...
Yeah, that was open. It was
yeah.
open, so if you got rear-ended, you might not be in very good shape.
Maybe that's why they called it rumble. Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, get the children back in school. This insanity has got to end. And now KIV's extended the mask, you know, thing to August 31st. Well, 3 days before August 31st, she'll probably extend it to September. It'll keep going till the election's over with.
Well,
what do you think?
I think they're going to try and... Especially in Democrat-led states, they're going to try and keep their economies as limited as they can. They're going
yeah.
to do everything they can to paint a dismal picture so people will march into that booth and vote for the exciting Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I don't like the way the demo rats were treating Barr. You know, it's my time, it's my time, my time. I would have stood up and said, hey, it's Miller time, I'm out of here.
He did tell that one a-hole, you're a real class act.
Yeah. I mean, that was just ridiculous. No respect. Excuse me, but when you were a child, were you taught the golden rule? Obviously not. And talk, ask him a question and then interrupt him, talking over it.
Disgusting.
I mean, these are adults?
Alleged.
Yeah. Nah, man, I tell you, my child wasn't even that disrespectful when he was 5 years old.
Well,
nuts.
You're talking about the approximate mental age of these people.
Well, I'm telling you.
Who all suffer from acute Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, you got that right. Well, have a good one. God bless America.
All righty, my friend.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Ellis.
Quick break at 6 plus 20 minutes after 3. I just had a great Krauskin session at Infusion.
Good.
And here I am eating Raisinets.
You look great.
Well, I'll tell you what. Down the side, I am certainly getting thinner.
And Leon's getting larger.
Leon needs to call 296-1662 and see Ryan Turner at Infusion.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Did coronavirus ruin your vacation plans this year?
Yep, we wanted to relax in Cabo San Lucas, but now we can't go.
Well, turn that frown upside down. Introducing Backyard Vacations.
Backyard Vacations?
We bring the vacation to your backyard.
That sounds great.
Tropical drinks.
Nice.
Sun poisoning.
Wait, what?
A $42 turkey club sandwich.
That doesn't sound right.
You'll be picked up by a taxi driver screaming in a language you don't understand, driving you through a dangerous neighborhood.
Why would we leave the house?
We've even adapted your tap water. Careful, your stomach's not used to it.
Stay away from the faucet, Barbara!
Backyard Vacations. Let yours begin today.
3:31, I want to thank listener Stick Shift Danny for sending a great piece from American Thinker about Olivia de Havilland, who just passed away at the age of 104. I mean, absolutely remarkable. A woman who was one of the stars of Gone with the Wind and had a bit part in the movie. Who has survived all this time, and some of the parts of her background that are really interesting. A reformed liberal, if you will.
The number to cryo.
Oh.
Yeah.
You would like the number to cryo?
Yes.
296-1662.
That's where I messed up. All right, thank you.
Yeah, talk to Lori or Ryan. They'll be happy to help you, and it works. De Havilland was, she was an established star, obviously, from Gone with the Wind and other movies. In 1944, she joined with Humphrey Bogart, Judy Garland, and other stars in a radio broadcast for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, running for a fourth term. After the war ended, she networked with other stars in the Hollywood Independent Citizens Committee for the Arts, Sciences, and Professions. But this group had a problem. Like many Hollywood guilds and unions, it was controlled by the Communist Party, a force in the studios since the 30s. De Havilland was given a speech written by Dalton Trumbo. Anybody see that movie with Bryan Cranston, Trumbo?
No.
It's a real manipulation. It's a watchable film. But there's no question what they're trying to do here is paint him as a reasonable person when he was a hardcore communist, just like so many of them are now. De Havilland tossed Trumbo's pro-Soviet speech and had screenwriter Ernest Pascal write another. This surprised fellow guild member Ronald Reagan, who thought De Havilland was one of the communists. She thought the same about him, but they duly teamed up on a letter rejecting communism and championing free enterprise. How about that? So she and Reagan, they both thought the other was a communist, and turns out they ended up working together.
That's great.
Yeah. Despite her, this lady was awarded so many times in her career, still best known for playing the, what did Scarlett call it, the Mealy Mouth Melanie? Just have to pass the Mealy Mouth Brat just like her, something like that. She's too nice in the movie. She is like, there's a scene where Scarlett O'Hara is caught being intimate with Olivia. She plays Melanie, her husband Ashley Wilkes. God knows, for whatever reason, Scarlett had a thing for him and couldn't stop it. And it drove Rhett Butler nuts because he was obviously better looking, spoiled the bejeebers out of her, and Ashley was like weak sauce. And she doesn't figure it out until the end of the movie, which is why they should have done a sequel, but that's like a little bit late. I'm going to defer on this. We're out of time for this segment anyway. I just thought that was interesting. But if you ever get a chance, watch the movie Trumbo. Knowing this guy was a hardcore communist advocate, and see if you don't see that the producers of that film, for which Cranston, I think, got an award, aren't trying to steer a certain opinion in today's Hollywood. Using today's Hollywood. 3:35, it is hotter than haze. I wonder if we've had any rain develop. Started to see some clouds coming in from Infusion. And it's, temperature's only 87. There must be some fat clouds in the area causing some shade.
Did you get rain earlier today over in on the east side?
No.
We did on Weir's Ferry Road. It was wet when I got there.
There's a few showers, you know, it's like yesterday. They're tiny storms.
Yeah.
They're intense, but they're very tiny, and it's going to be hit and miss for the afternoon. There's a few now approaching Selma that could be in our area before too long. That's about it. But for battling the heat and humidity, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing can save you a ton of money on your electric costs over the summer by keeping your system tuned and running efficiently, and that's why we recommend a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you get those two annual tune-ups as part of that package. And those, if you were to buy those independently, just shopping online, you're looking at, in some cases, over $200 for a tune-up. You get two for $159 with Clark's and the guarantee of priority service if something goes wrong. It's all part of a plan to help your system last the 20 to 30 years it should if you give it TLC. TLC on this show means the love of Clark's, and that's really how they treat it. They also have some amazing plumbers, and they're all on call 24/7 for their members. Just call 277-2125, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. As we head to the traffic lunch for the first time this afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're extremely busy this afternoon on the East Boulevard.
from about I-85 down to Vaughan Road, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard intersection congested, and that lasts all the way down to Baptist. Got a lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge, hitting the East South Boulevard over to 331, heading out of town. I-65, 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Busy all over the city. Buckle up, drive carefully. We've got no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Festival Plaza, open for business. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience, Winger Sports Grill and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Please watch out for children. With limited summer activities, more will be outside and may not always see you. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add Whole Home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow. It starts small. No soy milk. Almond is fine.
Okay.
But then your boss tells you to switch offices with Jeff.
But...
And when buying a car, you know you have to compromise.
Well, what about the all-new Nissan Sentra? It's radically redesigned with zero-gravity seats, a quilted leather interior, and it has the most standard safety features in its class.
So, no compromise then. Okay.
Refuse to compromise with the all-new Nissan Sentra.
Ward segmentation 2020 Sentra versus latest in-market economy compact class competitors. See owner's manual for safety information. Availability of features vary by vehicle model year, model, trim level, packaging, and options. Base models compared based on manufacturer's websites.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint, which means the paint you trust and a huge selection of colors are right in your neighborhood. And this Saturday only, you can pick up a free sample of Benjamin Moore at your local Ace. It's a great way to explore quality colors and find the perfect one for your place. So if you're looking for award-winning service and a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore Paint at Ace. Offer valid August 1st for Ace Rewards members. Limit one at participating stores while supplies last.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A new survey from the Alabama Education Association gives us a closer look at educators' concerns about returning to the classroom this year. The AEA got close to 41,000 responses to this survey. It covered several topics, including reopening plans, masks, social distancing, and buses. 65% of those asked say they are very uncomfortable returning to school buildings this year. Plus, Governor Kay Ivey has extended the safer at home order until August 31st. The mandatory mask mandate will remain in effect until August 31st as well. The only change that Governor Ivey is making to the safer at home order is that students from second grade to college will be required to wear face coverings for in-person schooling. And an emergency missing child alert has been canceled after it was issued last night. The agency reported the child, Ezra Redden, was found safely. Police say Redden was last seen on June 19th in the area of Hickory Street in Montgomery. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I wish I had better news about the intense heat, but I see it continuing at least through the weekend, if not longer. There'll be some thunderstorms roaming around, and sometimes in this intense heat, they can put on quite a show. They'll fade out at night, overnight low 76. Tomorrow and Friday, more scattered storms around at times. Not every town will get one. We'll still be in the mid-90s both days. Heat index into triple digits, of course. And the rain chances will be up a notch by Saturday and Sunday. A more generous supply around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or CBS. Bank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Something that just makes it go away, like hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
That is just...
There are at least doctors who are starting to fight back. Now, they're being ignored by the media. They're being banned from social media. These are doctors.
Yeah.
The group that gathered in D.C., we played a little clip yesterday.
And I can't understand why Fauci says that there are all the studies are against it. That's not true. It's just not true.
We've never done this with a pandemic, ever, where we've quarantined healthy people. And it just to give you just how biased is the media, they're all homosexuals. So it doesn't matter what that idiot governor in New York does. He killed thousands of senior citizens. Who's the lady on Fox that's always trying to draw attention to that? Because both her parents died. In a assisted living facility.
The weather, Jan, yeah. I think her name is.
Yeah, after genius Cuomo sent COVID-positive patients into an assisted living facility. Died by the thousands. And he walks around like, I'm fine. I'd be a great candidate if Joe dies or is unable to run, right? That's what they're setting up. In the meantime... Another study found six different COVID-19 symptom groups. Because not everybody goes through the same thing with this.
Right.
Number one, it feels like the flu but no fever. Other possible symptoms include headaches, loss of smell, muscle pain, cough, sore throat, chest pain. It's like the number two is like the flu with a fever, loss of appetite, hoarseness, headaches, loss of smell, cough, and a sore throat. My throat is always sore, but I don't think it has anything to do with smoking.
B-S. Or talking all the time.
B-S. Gastrointestinal issues, plus headaches, loss of smell, loss of appetite, diarrhea, sore throat, and chest pain. Aren't there other things that have all these symptoms, too, besides COVID-19?
Sure.
Then there's severe level one, fatigue, one of the bigger symptoms, plus headaches, loss of smell, cough, fever, hoarseness, chest pain. Severe level two, feeling of confusion, I get that every day when I walk in here at 3. Headaches, loss of smell, loss of appetite, cough, fever, hoarseness, sore throat, chest pain, fatigue, and muscle pain. And then severe level 3, everything from level 2, plus abdominal pain, breathing issues, and diarrhea. Now, when I was sick earlier this year, and we all thought we had this, I didn't really have anything that fit these. I had a pneumonia.
Yeah, yours was mainly respiratory.
And in your voice. And in fatigue.
Your throat. Yeah.
And fatigue.
Extreme fatigue.
So, but I don't see that in these six, so maybe I didn't have it. Maybe I did have the crud. That's what they were all calling it then. Because that was before Trump even mentioned it in the State of the Union speech. Is their season in jeopardy with the Marlins coronavirus? I honestly think that even these websites that depend on sports, you know, like for hits to make a living, I think they want this baseball experiment to fail. Because ultimately they see all of this hurting Trump. And if you don't think the sports are blue check people dying to see Trump not get reelected, you better rethink that.
Yeah, just look at ESPN.
And they fired the worst of the people. What's left behind isn't a whole lot better. Yeah. Like Jemele Hill, oh my God, what a nasty piece of work she is. Okay, so the total cases of Marlins, that's 17 out of 33. But all it says, they've tested positive. And they have to test negative twice within 48 hours to be able to be allowed to play. So they're not playing anybody until Monday. But I want to know the truth. They said MLB is investigating. They want to find out where these players were, if they broke the protocols that were suggested for staying safe.
I think they did.
I think it's probably likely. Athletes are known in all sports for visiting.
They think they're above the law.
Not the law. They think they're superhuman.
The law of
I'm
the
a
team.
Professional athlete. Who's going to get me? Well, yeah, the team rule.
Yeah.
Actually, the protocols are just suggestions. But you are more than the league rules or anything else. You're in sports. You're accountable to your teammates.
Exactly.
So the teammates that are following the protocols and not doing things that are risky, they're going to be very angry with the players that flaunted that and went out and got this.
There should be some, you know, reciprocity there.
Well, I don't care if they have to recruit people off the street.
Let's play ball.
Get a team together and show up and play. Let's show that we can at least do this, okay? Because I got news for you. If baseball ends up getting canceled because there's a massive number of players that end up testing positive, you can kiss football goodbye. As it is, I think you can kiss football goodbye, at least from sitting in the stands.
I just don't see, even watching some of the high school football, you know, when they have clips on, and those kids are...
I hope they're not making them play with masks on. Maybe those plastic shields.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never wore a helmet with a shield in front of it, so I don't know what that's like. But they're playing, but we can't put kids in the classroom, even though they're at greater risk for the flu than they are this thing. Go figure. It's just one more way life doesn't make sense. 3:50 already. Wow, this first hour was my spotlight was supposed to show up at some point.
Yeah, 4:45 or 5.
4:45?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he does have another...
What does he think this is, a strip club where he...
he has another job.
Before last call for alcohol. Hey, we're going to Baumhauer's tonight. We hope you'll join us over there. We gather every Wednesday night at the round tables. And that's proven to be a very healthy thing. We've mm-hmm. been doing it. We've been back there now for almost at least 6 weeks.
Several weeks.
And so far, so good. So come and join us. Enjoy some great food. Mm-hmm. And as Bob likes to say, some camaraderie. And at some point this afternoon, we'll redeem our Wing Fingers winning word of the day so you can enjoy a nice lunch for two at Bob's latest concept in great food, Wing Fingers, in the RSA building downtown. It is 3:51. We'll head down to the traffic dungeon in a moment. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard has been a flooring destination for over 50 years. It's usually the place when people are doing new construction. They get the flooring there because they know they're going to get the quality, the wholesale price. If you're building from the ground up, that's the place to go. Almost anywhere you go in this town in the course of a regular day, you're going to be standing on a floor that has a connection to Georgia Floors Direct, whether it's new or old, because they've been giving people the same deal, wholesale pricing. Great flooring, popular styles. They have their own team of installers. And they have a great crew over at their warehouse on the Boulevard to help you navigate those thousands of square feet of choices. So when you're ready for something new, or if you've been thinking about it, just say, hey, you know, we could use some new carpeting in this room. Kids are kind of beating it up a little bit. Go see him. Jeff Balanson and his merry band of Floriers on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Georgia Floors Direct, the flooring destination since the year the earth stood still. That's 1969. Hang on, Jim.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are very busy this afternoon on the West-South Boulevard from Highway 331 all the way down to I-65. Fairview Avenue is busy, as well as East-South Boulevard, East Boulevard. A lot of traffic there. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. However, Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound, a little congested this afternoon, and the 31s are beginning to pick up more and more traffic as we get further along. Hey, buckle up. Be careful out there this afternoon. We are going to keep you updated right here. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Please watch out for children. With limited summer activities, more will be outside and may not always see you. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Parts of the river region are going to get pasted with some small but rather powerful thunderstorms that are moving at a very quick pace. When I was just outside checking traffic a few minutes back, there looked to be some rain-laden clouds moving from west to east today. Jim, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good.
Hey, the one movie you didn't mention with Livy de Havilland was Sweet Charlotte.
Yeah, among many. I mean, she had a very impressive Hollywood resume. I was more interested in the story that connected her to Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And that she refused to read a speech written by a known communist, Dalton Trumbo.
Yeah, I'm glad of that, too. I always liked her.
Me,
she
too.
Was in a lot of, she was in a lot of Errol Flynn's movies.
But you know what? Her sister, Joan Fontaine, she was hot. She, you know, you look at some of the old movies, and some of these actresses, you just can't see them being, you know, sex symbols today. The beauty, the look, it just doesn't translate. Even though they were considered that way in their time, Joan Fontaine would be beautiful in any era, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Appreciate the call. It is 3:55, Fox News in a few.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please.